Galaxy Audio presents Trick Soldier by L. Ron Hubbard. They stood looking at each other through the hot haze of evening. And as they stared, 10 years went by, and they saw again the swirling dust of parade grounds and heard the monotonous voice of a drill sergeant counting cadence. 10 years and 3,000 miles to that sweaty field. But they bridged it, and the jungle about them faded away. Their bars were forgotten, their formalities swept aside by recognition. They were once again boots, not gendarmerie captain and gendarmerie lieutenant. Brittle gray eyes clashed with arrogant brown ones. Fists doubled into white-knuckled knots. The new arrival had said, saluting briskly,
"Lieutenant Flint reports to Captain Turner for..."
And then he had seen. His hand had dropped insolently. His mouth had curled thickly, and recognition had come. Captain Turner's own hand had stopped halfway to his helmet. He too had remembered. And there they stood, facing each other, rank, jungle, command, all thrown aside.
They sent me you,
muttered Turner.
You.
Flint's dark face relaxed into a malicious smile. His glance roved up and down the gendarmerie captain, slowly, hatefully.
Turner,
said Flint, his voice thick.
Turner, the trick soldier. So you're here, huh? So they boosted you up, huh? Captain Turner, is it?
Flint studied the smaller man. Turner's face was finely molded, the face of a gentleman. Turner wore a small spiked mustache, waxed to perfection. Turner's shirt was obviously tailored, fitting in close to his slim hips. The man wore lace boots instead of leggings, and the boots were quartered in mirrors. Even the khaki tie looked stiff, too perfect.
Huh. Captain Turner,
repeated Flint with a hard, ugly laugh.
The trick soldier. Boots, starch, and wax.
Thereupon, Flint unfastened his tie and opened his collar, letting his beet-red throat shine through the gap. He removed his pith helmet, with its black inverted chevron, the insignia of second lieutenant in the Gendarmerie de Haiti, and thrust it under his arm. He took out a greasy handkerchief and swabbed at his narrow brow.
And I marched all this way in all this rig just to report to you.
Flint let his mouth curl with disdain as though he smelled something very odorous. Turner straightened his spine. His nostrils quivered.
Attention, you fool! Take a hitch in that collar and put on your hat. I don't care if you're Jesus Christ. I'm in command here, and you're to be second in command. Second! Do you hear me? Attention, I said! Those devils are watching us. Do you want to wreck half a year's work in this damned jungle? Now salute and report.
Flint looked down upon the smaller man. Flint's shoulders bulged under his issue shirt. Flint's neck swelled as his anger mounted. Flint's close-set eyes, sunken into his bloated face, drew tight until only the dark pupil showed.
Military martinet. Trick soldier. Oh, get the hell off your high horse. This is the jungle. We're 15 miles from Cape Haitian. We're lost as far as the regiment is concerned.
Insolently, he looked at the men who stood in a semicircle, at a respectful distance behind their commander. These men were soldiers of the gendarmerie, native Haitians, trained and temporarily commanded by transferred officers of the Marine Corps. Because they considered all whites as lower in the social scale, because they would even refuse to defile themselves by eating with a white man, they were hard to command, hard to keep under discipline. But Flint grinned at them and caught the returning flash of white teeth in ebon faces.
Native soldiers,
commented Flint.
Commanded by a tin general.
He gave a sudden start. Turner's black 45 had been swinging on his hip, flap buckled back, allowing the butt to protrude. The automatic was now in Turner's slender, small-boned hand, and the muzzle was trained on Flint's brass belt buckle, which glinted in the patterns of sunlight that filtered.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?